Good morning and welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Planpreneur Show, and I'm your host, Deborah Stone. On this show, I teach you how to plan, organize, and run a productive online business. If you're new around here, welcome. Go ahead and grab your coffee, water, pen, pencil, and paper, and we're going to dive right into today's episode. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about manifesting your business in 2021, and I'm going to give you three ways to do it. The first way to manifest your business in 2021 is by creating a vision board. Now, this is my favorite thing to do every single year, and we are literally like 3 weeks away from the new year. So what a perfect time to really start envisioning what you want your future to look like. Now, in order to create a vision board, what you're going to need is a magazine, poster board, pictures printed off the internet, and you're just going to make this huge collage. There is no right or wrong way to create your vision board, and they're your vision, so there's no right or wrong vision. Now, I personally like to hang mine up in my bedroom. That way I can see it in the morning and at night every single day when I wake up and I go to bed, and I'm constantly keeping those visions in my head. Not only that, but I have a copy of my vision board as my screensaver on my phone, because y'all know how many times you pick up your phone every single day. So if those visions are somewhere where you're constantly going to see them, you're going to start to believe that they're actually going to happen. You're going to start putting yourself in that position to really align with your goals. That is my first thing. Create a vision board. Like I said, get a group of girls together, have them bring some wine over, magazines, and just have fun with your visions. And not only that, but I want you to dream big, but also help your friends dream big too, because everyone deserves to be a winner. The next thing that I want you to do is I want you to take 5 to 10 minutes without thinking about anything. And you are just going to write, like your life depends on it, all the visions that you possibly can see, or maybe you can't quite see them yet, but all the visions that you want to come true in the future. And I don't want you to cross anything off. I don't want you to stop and say, no, I can't achieve that. It doesn't matter, because you might write things down that you didn't even know were there, and it might actually help you align your business with what you're trying to achieve. So there's no right or wrong. Just take those 5 to 10 minutes, whether it's out in nature, put on some calming music, and just go to town. The last is brainstorming, and brainstorming by all is my favorite. I love to do this with my cousin. We do it all the time, and whenever we brainstorm, we have the most growth in our business. Now, the great thing about brainstorming is a lot of times we have it up in our head, but it's like really hard to like actually say it. So how we like to brainstorm is, it doesn't matter if it makes sense. If it comes out all mushy and even more mushy, it's fine, because you're just getting it out there. And then once you have it out there, then you can really start to analyze, like, okay, what did I just say? What do I really want to happen? You can start really connecting the dots of the vision that you have going forward. Not only that when you're brainstorming, but when you're doing it with the people that are closest with you, they see so much more potential in you than you can see. Like it's like a known fact, like we put up a wall and we stop our potential, but the people around us can say, man, did you know that you're actually a really good speaker, or you're actually a really good writer? And you're gonna be like, me? No, I'm not good at that. But the people around you, they see those traits and those characteristics. So really listen in on what they're saying to you and say, how can I use this to my benefit in my business? So let's just have a really quick recap of the three ways. First, create a vision board. Second, take 5 to 10 minutes to just write down every little thought you have. And lastly is brainstorming. Go to town with brainstorming and don't let anything stop you. Those three things are really going to help you start manifesting your business and start really putting yourself inside the role. So if you want to be a businesswoman, start dressing like a businesswoman. Get up, act like one, make your office space, you know, really start being the part. So real quick before we end today's episode, I just want to talk about a few exciting things that I have coming out in 2021. So I will be starting the Planpreneurs Academy, which I am so excited for. It's where I help you take your ideals straight to a business plan. And we are going to be starting that in just a few months. I am actually going to be having a beta group. So if you want to be part of the beta group, please get a hold of me. I would love to have you. There's only 8 spots available for that, and there's already a few spots filled. So if that is something that you want to do, be sure to send me a DM, a message, a voice message on this, and I would love to have you. And maybe you don't have a business. Like I said, it's taking your ideas and building out that business plan from scratch to the business plan so you can get started with your dreams and goals. Not only that, I have a weekly newsletter starting this week, so be sure to subscribe to the weekly newsletter so you don't miss a thing. With that being said, go start creating your vision for 2021 and manifesting your best future. I will see you guys next Wednesday on the Planpreneur Show. Have a great week.